Hi, and welcome to the Group X-Files. This is the podcast for demystifying the secrets of becoming a successful group exercise instructor. I'm your host, Sarah Keller, and I can't wait to share with you the two decades of experience I have and what that's taught me in terms of leading thriving and full group exercise classes. Welcome back to the podcast, folks. Today, we're going to talk about imposter syndrome. It is one of those things that eats at every instructor, even our veteran instructors. Stay tuned to learn a little bit more about imposter syndrome and how you can start to overcome that. All right, friends, let's get down to it. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're talking about something that really does eat at every instructor at some point in their career. And for some instructors, a lot longer into their career than it's really warranted. But it's very hard to shake. So we've got imposter syndrome on our agenda today. And imposter syndrome, for those of you who aren't familiar, and kudos if you're not familiar to imposter syndrome and that you've never had kind of that moment of self-doubt of yourself as an instructor, or maybe you've always had these feelings and you just didn't know there was a name for it. So imposter syndrome is that feeling that we get when we kind of feel like we're faking it till we make it, essentially. And, you know, we joke about that when we start out or when we branch off into teaching a different type of class. You know, everyone jokes, fake it till you make it, fake it till you make it. However, there is this deeply rooted feeling in a lot of us when we start something new that we are an imposter, right? We're just playing the role that we're not truly this thing, in this case, a group exercise instructor. And maybe you've been teaching for a while and you know that you can crush a body pump class or you can crush a bar class, but then you go for a training in a discipline that's a little bit out of your usual comfort zone and you go into teaching that type of class and you feel a little out of place. Like maybe you don't belong there or you don't have what it takes. And hopefully in the back of your head, there's a not quite yet attached to that feeling, knowing that you will get there. But for some of us, even after years and years, that feeling just nags. So I've been teaching for almost 20 years. And I can tell you, when I started teaching bar, it was before bar was the crazy popular thing that it is now, at least at our area, at our clubs. I mean, I teach a 6 a.m. bar class that's almost full every Tuesday morning. Our Thursday 6 a.m. is full, let alone our primetime classes. It's absolutely bonkers. And I trained in bar back when bar was kind of at its beginnings and we had like an in-house training program that we put our instructors through, and you had to be a personal trainer or you had to be certified in Pilates. So I went and did Pilates certification and then did this in-house bar certification. And I taught bar for a little bit then, but it wasn't as huge as it is now, and it didn't feel as natural to me. So I kind of just let it fall to the wayside, whatever. I didn't feel like it was the perfect fit for me, and I did kind of have that imposter syndrome that I was just playing a role, and that people could tell. That's the thing with imposter syndrome, is you feel like people know. You know, like on the social, that whole thing, they're going to know, they're not going to know, they're going to know, they're not going to know, they're going to know. Right? You have that going on in your head of this, they've got to know. They've got to know I'm not comfortable. They've got to know that clearly I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not as good as the other people that do this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a mind game in our heads. There's a lot that's a mind game in our heads, let's be honest. But this imposter syndrome really can be detrimental to our success and our confidence as instructors. And we all know if we don't start to master that confidence, it does show and they will know. But we can go a long way towards building that confidence and kind of, like we said earlier, jokingly, fake it till we make it, right? Or just embrace the fact that you're new and a little uncomfortable, especially if the members know you. They love that we're human. Right? None of us is an imposter as a human. The members love that we're human. Don't get me wrong. They have the bar set at a certain height and they expect a certain quality in the classes that they come to because they're taking time out of their lives to attend these classes that we put on for them. However, sometimes it's nice that they see that we're human too. And if we mess up for a moment or have a moment of humility where we admit that we're new to something and that we're figuring it out and it's going to be great and, you know, come along for the ride. We'll laugh along the way, right? Make light of it. Make a little bit of a joke of it. They're like, oh, we're all learning together today, guys. When it's not necessarily that, all right? We do that, sometimes the instructors do that during Les Mills launch, especially an instructor who teaches a lot of different programs and they've just learned, you know, 4 or 5 different releases to launch in the same week. And their brain's a little on overload. And, you know, they joke around like, oh, well, we'll learn this together, right? The members don't know it yet. In theory, the instructor knows it, but maybe he doesn't feel quite confident in it. So there can even be that bit of imposter syndrome on a semi-recurring basis when we're presenting new content that maybe we're not feeling wholly confident in presenting quite yet. But it's really one of those things that we've got to get past. You can joke about it with newer instructors, but then in the back of your head, if you're going, well, kind of feel the same way too, right? So it wasn't until I took a break from teaching bar after the pandemic, I came back to teaching bar and I still felt like I'm doing this because there's demand. Like I'm the director. I don't have enough bar instructors. So I'm leading these classes because not, I don't have a choice. Like I like it. It's fine. But I don't feel like it's authentic to me. I don't feel like it's, you know, coming from my soul yet. And these people must know that. But then people kept coming. And they kept coming again and signing up early for class and making a point to take time out of their schedule to come to class with me. And sure, part of it's the time of the class, but you know, I'm generally the earlier person. So I'm like a 6 o'clock a.m. or an 8:30 a.m. instructor. But I do have one lunchtime class. And I'd see some of my 8:30 people coming at the lunchtime class. Or the lunchtime people coming out of their way to go to the 8:30 class. Or when the 8:30 class is full, jumping over into my 6 a.m. class. And at some point, you've got to realize, when you see these people coming to you for different classes, like maybe it's different formats, maybe it's just different days, maybe it's different times, but when they're making their schedule around you, you're doing something right. Whether you realize that or not, and maybe just take a moment, think about the faces that you see every week, right? Think about what you feel the most confident teaching. Whatever class that is on the schedule. Now, I know some of us, we might teach one class at one club, one class at another club. So there might not be that natural overlap of members if we are split between a lot of clubs and don't have repeat classes at those clubs. Because, you know, kudos to you. You've really made it if you've got someone paying 5 different gym memberships to come follow you to 5 different places around town. Then you've really made it. And hopefully you don't need this chat at all because you're like, man, Karen, phew. I don't know what she spent on gym memberships a month, but I see her at all the different clubs I teach. And no, they're not all the same club brand, right? It's not like, oh, that's all Brick Bodies and it's just different locations. No, it's, oh, they're at EOS. Oh, they're at One Life. Oh, they're at this club. They're at right? Our members generally don't do that. Some of them do have 2 memberships. Let's be honest. We do see them bounce around 2 different clubs across town because maybe it just works better for their schedule. And if the clubs aren't priced super high, that could be a thing. But really, just if you teach multiple classes at one location or within one brand, take the time to think about the faces you see day in and day out. And especially if you teach different formats of classes, do you see these people populating different classes of yours? And when you sub for other people, do some of your people pop into a class that they don't usually take because you're teaching it? Think about that for a moment. And when you realize, you know what? Wow, I really do have a lot of repeat offenders, so to say. I always call them repeat offenders when they're not new to me anymore. People seem to think that's amusing. So we call them repeat offenders. And when you start to realize you have all these repeat offenders, you've got to knock down some of that wall that's got you thinking, I'm not good enough. I'm not quite the whatever I think I should be, right? You've got to knock down a little bit of that imposter syndrome if you take that honest self-reflection and say, wow, yeah, I guess I must be doing something right. Because these people are coming across different formats, across different days, across different times, even to different locations within our brand, right? So that could be a first big step to crossing that threshold. Maybe you don't entirely knock down the imposter syndrome, but maybe you start, instead of knocking that down, you're building yourself up. You're saying, oh, wow, you know what? Something I'm doing clearly is working here. And that's a good thing, because that acknowledging that we're doing something right builds our confidence. And it's okay. We can acknowledge we're doing something right while at the same time acknowledging we still have work to do. I think some people think that the moment they drop the imposter syndrome, then they're going to not progress anymore. But really just dropping the imposter syndrome is getting enough confidence to say, I've earned this place. I'm good at what I do. It's worth people's time to come do this with me. That's all it is. It's not saying I'm at my peak and I am at my best, but it's saying I am worth someone's time. A, I'm worth my time in preparing this, but then B, I'm worth other people's time who want to come and work out with me and see what music I've put together, see what kind of workout I've put together. And when we start doing that, sometimes that can be then a springboard for us to want to continue to be better. When we start to see those shifts, then all of a sudden we get a little brave. That's the thing about imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome doesn't just kind of pin us down, but it really prevents us from growing, which is why it's so detrimental to us. Because if we're always stuck in feeling that we're not good enough, well, if we're not good enough at the thing we're doing now, what's going to happen when we branch out into something new? We're going to feel even less confident in that just by nature, right? When we pick up something new, we are a novice. We are a beginner at it. Even if we've taken that type of class several times or countless times, it's different when you flip to the instructor side, right? We all know that. Take body combat or a kickboxing class or a whatever it happens to be on a regular basis. And all of a sudden you flip it around and all you've ever taught is strength training and now you have to do cardio while on the mic. Yeah, it's a huge difference, right? Or maybe you've taught cardio forever and now you've got to pick up a bar and weight train with the mic on, coaching people, trying to catch their form, trying to be mindful of your own form, trying to figure out how much weight you can put on that bar and keep good form and coach that class and know that you have four other classes to teach in the next 24 hours, right? So it is a lot. And certainly we always have reason to doubt ourselves, whether we're talking about in the group exercise realm or not. There's always going to be reason to doubt yourself, but there's also reason to believe in yourself. Right? You passed your certification, number one. Now, we all know that throughout the industry, some certifications are more challenging than others, whether it's technique, whether it's choreography, whether it's, you know, the fact that you're learning someone else's content as opposed to creating your own and you've never done that before, or maybe now it's creating your own content when you've been learning someone else's content. So, number one, you passed a certification. That says you have some sort of qualification. You have some sort of understanding of that type of class in order to lead it. So let that at least be the base for your confidence. Then when you get cleared to teach that type of class on a schedule, whether it's as a sub or you happen to luck into having your own class on a weekly schedule of whatever format that is, use that as the next boost to yourself. Because not only has this certifying body, who really maybe has or hasn't seen you even do this, obviously some certifications require video, others don't, right? So, you know, take that certification however much with a grain of salt you want in terms of building your confidence. But then when a gym clears you to say, okay, you're approved to teach this format in my club, that's another boost that's saying, hey, you've got what it takes. I see promise in you. You know, you move well to the music. You have good form. You're engaging. Whatever happens to be. We know certain formats require different things of us, right? The energy required to lead a Zumba class is different than the energy required to lead a yoga class, which is different than the energy for a strength class, which is different than the energy for a spin class or an aqua class. So another human being of some sort of managerial authority said you were good enough, right? And they probably gave you feedback too when they saw you, because hopefully they had you do an audition. Very few of us hire sight unseen. So hopefully you got some feedback too about what you're doing great, what they think you could do to amplify yourself even more. But there's that next boost, right? Certification, boost number one. Someone hires you to teach that type of class, boost number two. Boost number three comes after you start teaching the class, right? We're starting to tear down this wall. We're boosting ourselves up, tearing down this imposter syndrome wall. And boost number three is when the participants in your class start validating you, right? We all get the, oh, great class, whatever. When we sub for someone, it's always nice when someone comes up and not just nice class, but hey, when do you teach this class? I'd love to come take class with you on a regular basis. And we all get a little bashful when they ask that and we're just a sub. And we're like, oh, I'm just a sub. We should probably stop with the I'm just a sub kind of statement. Simply because being a sub is a huge responsibility. You are stepping in and holding the fort down for a respected instructor in theory, right? Someone that people are coming to on a regular basis. So you're filling these footsteps. And that's a lot to ask of, quote, just a sub. So you're not just in anything. Allow yourself to have a moment of pride and say, well, I'm currently subbing. I'd love to be on the schedule one day. And feel free to make a little bit of a plug for shameless self-promotion. Hey, if you really liked me so much, shoot a message to the gym manager or the group X director, or whoever it happens to be, depending on how your club is structured. But feel free to ask them to leave that feedback to the club that they enjoyed your class. Even if it doesn't get you a class on the schedule right away, I can tell you as a director of over 100 instructors, I remember when members come to me, whether it's in person, whether it's through an email, whether it's after a class I've taught or after whatever, stop me in the gym. I remember when they tell me, oh my gosh, we had so-and-so for class the other day. They were great. Oh my gosh, we had this other person. You know, I mean, you know, we love Rebecca, our regular instructor, so much. But Jen, oh my gosh, she was a really great option. We'd love to have her as Rebecca's regular sub. We'd love to have a class on the schedule, right? All of that managers love to hear. So encourage the people taking your classes, whether you're subbing or the regular, encourage them to share that. Because them sharing it with you is going to help boost you. And then if they share with a manager and that manager happens to come back to you and say, great job, I've been hearing good things about your classes. That gives you that next boost, doesn't it? Because that manager could have just accepted that feedback and smiled and moved on with their day. But instead, they went out of their way to come back to you and say, hey, I just want to tell you, the members really are enjoying your classes. And if by then you're not starting to let go of some of those feelings of imposter syndrome, you've done your certification, someone's hired you, you've taught classes and members have given you positive feedback, and you've then further received feedback from your manager that the members are talking to the managers about you, right? That's all just growing and growing and growing confidence. And at some point, we've got to let go of being humble and say, you know what? We don't have to be cocky, but we can say, you know what? I am really good at this. I do deserve to be up on that stage leading people. And it does take some time to get there. And it does take a lot of different pieces coming together, right? We don't just go from that certification to an audition to walking in the studio, right? It's not like three consecutive days and that's that, and suddenly we're good. We've put in a lot of work along the way. So we have earned the right to call ourselves a great instructor, right? We have gone in there and practiced when no one's watching. We have sat there running through the music over and over in our cars and looked like ridiculous fools at stoplights when we're running choreography from the driver's seat when we're stuck at a red light. We've all done it, let's be honest. We've put in the time, right? We've driven our kids crazy by playing the music over and over in the car. We've driven our spouses or our partners or our roommates or whoever it is absolutely nuts by just being committed group exercise instructors who want to be better and want to do better by their people. We've maybe gone out of our way to pursue some continuing education, whether that's an official format and they earned us actual CECs, or whether it's just on our own and just taking the time to learn more. Like if we're teaching something that's strength or alignment focused, maybe then we're spending some of our free time reading up on anatomy and kinesiology and learning how the body functions so that we can then share that with our members, right? All of this is things that we have done on our own to go from that newly certified novice stage to that I'm pretty damn good phase, right? And it takes time. It's not a 3-day process. It's not a 4-day process. It's not even a 3-week process. It does take time. At the very least, months. And I would say months if it's like a new format, but you're a very veteran instructor. If you are completely new to teaching group exercise, I would say it's at least a year till you really feel super confident in what you're doing. Now, if you have a certain type of background that might lend itself to you performing essentially in front of people, right? Maybe some sort of acting or theater or cheerleading or something, dance team, where you are constantly performing in front of people, it's still a little bit different, but that might speed things along in terms of shaking off that sense of imposter syndrome. I want to just leave you with one final thing, right? Like I said, there is a line. You don't have to be cocky when you shake off the imposter syndrome. You don't. You can be confident far shy of becoming cocky. But I do encourage you to really take some time and look at your journey and give yourself credit. Knowing where you started, and some of you legitimately might have a video of yourself from when you started, and then look at yourself today. Gosh, I know we hate videoing ourselves, but it's a huge part of the instructor development process, right? If you want to see what your members see, video yourself. Or if your club does some sort of, you know, cameras or whatever, and they can show you some footage for your class, great. But it's super easy these days with devices to record yourself while you teach a class, tuck the camera aside, like somewhere in the back corner of the room or on the corner of the stage. Listen to yourself. Watch yourself. I know it's terrifying. I hate to do it myself, and I've been doing this for almost 20 years. But it gives you a baseline of where you are today. And as you're looking at that video, be honest with yourself, but first in a positive way. Note what you have done really well in that class. Listen to how the class responds to you, right? Because some classes, obviously more so than others, and certain times a day more so than others, you're going to get that verbal feedback from your class. You're going to get that give and take. You're going to get that energy. So first, give yourself credit for what you've done well in the class. Acknowledge that you do earn that place on the stage, or even if you don't have a stage, in the front of the room. Take that time also to see what you could amplify. Oh my gosh, I say this phrase so many times, or I give this same cue time over time. Let me find a different way to do that so that you're still in that learning process. We always want to be in that learning process. And then months later, right? Maybe it's a couple times a year. Maybe it's once a year. But go back and then video yourself again and see, hey, have I adjusted these things I want to amplify? Am I still doing these other things well? You know, where are my strengths currently? Because we all shift throughout our lives. I don't want to say our personalities, like deep down in our souls, shift, but the way we express ourselves does shift. And a lot of that shifts as we gain confidence. And you'll see that progression in yourself. And sometimes seeing that progression, as terrifying as it is to watch ourselves on video, seeing that progression will help you from the inside out see the change that you've undergone, seeing the journey that you are in the middle of and continuing to go on as an instructor, becoming better and better, so that you can shake off that feeling of not belonging, that feeling of, I don't know, maybe this isn't, you know, maybe someone could do it better. Someone could probably always do something better than us. But we've got to start by acknowledging that we're pretty darn good at what we're doing first. We wouldn't be there if we weren't, right? And directors look over the schedules, they adjust things if classes aren't performing well, et cetera, et cetera. So we're doing something right. So first step to shaking off that imposter syndrome is acknowledging that you've earned your place where you are. Believe in yourself, even if you got to fake it initially. And then believe in what others are telling you. It's sometimes very hard to accept that compliment, but know that they are not being paid to give you that compliment. So believe in yourself and believe in what the members are telling you as feedback after they take your classes. You are not an imposter. You are a rock star group exercise instructor. If you enjoyed today's episode, heck, even if you didn't, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, because we have plenty more group exercise instructor development content coming your way, and you want to get it while it's hot and fresh. See you next time on the Group X Files.